Today, in lieu of a regular class, I'm going to take a series of questions presented by Jai Krishna Das, something in between Brahmachari and Adhikari. We're not quite sure which. So the first question is, how authentic our scriptures are. Well, they're not really our scriptures, they're Krishna's scriptures. We can say our in as much as we adhere to them. Just like we say our parampara, it means that it's not our property, but we are within that, a member of it, a servant of it. So Shastra is fully authentic. Otherwise there's no use to be a Shastra. Otherwise not a Shastra at all. Shastra means Veda, Veda Shastra. Veda means Vidya, knowledge. If it's not knowledge, then it's of no use. The authenticity of the scriptures is doubted by certain persons. They claim that they are man-made. But actually there's no evidence either way that they're man-made or not man-made. So actually it's a question of faith that we accept them, that Veda Narayana Sakshat, that the Vedas are directly manifested from Narayana, or they are Narayana. So that is a question of faith, it's not blind faith. It's reasonable faith. This is a big topic. What is blind faith and what is reasonable faith? I've discussed this many times. If you see this BVKS media ministry, there are various lectures on this topic. In Bangalore a few years ago, I specifically went through this thoroughly, this topic of faith in Shastra. There's one lecture on that. There's also another one I gave in the 1980s or early 1990s on why should we believe the Mahabharata, which somehow or other they edited out of the media ministry, but they should put it back in again. That was quite popular because it was discussing how can we believe those things, and so I discussed that in some detail. Because, you know, you're not the first person in history to ask these questions. These are commonly asked questions. So even many years ago, I gave some exhaustive reply to that. Can we believe the Mahabharata? Who made changes? This is the question. Yeah, that's my question too. Who is that rascal who made changes? Actually, you can't change Shastra. If someone attempts to, whoever does that is simply a rascal. That's who gave the rights to change it? Well, the only person who can give the right is Bhagavan Narayan himself. So, there have been interpolations and many, many misinterpretations, but the Shastra itself is perfect. Just like there may be some medicine which is a very effective medicine. Someone may adulterate that. That doesn't mean that the original medicine is bogus. It's the person who adulterated it is bogus. So there's a story that Shankara met Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva took the form of an old man, and they argued and discussed for more than 10 days, and then Vyasa agreed that Shankara is the right person to preach the Vedanta Sutra. So this is a statement, not a question.
So if you are
it may or may not be true. The followers of Shankaracharya accept it as true. But actually we find in the Shastra itself that Bhagavan Narayan said that Shankara is the right person to preach the Vedanta Sutra in the wrong way. It is stated in Padma Purana that Bhagavan Narayan ordered Lord Shiva to preach Mayavadam Asat Chastram Prachandam Bhodamuchate, to preach Mayavad, which is Asat Shastra.
But Padma Purana, the Bhagavan said, Mayavadam Asat Shastra. In Asat Shastra, one of Mayavad Prachara Pramsati, Bhagavan and Shiva Vikarata Yoga.
So there's really no such thing as Asat Shastra, just like there's no such thing as Asat Guru, or there's no such thing as bad medicine. Medicine is good. It's beneficial. But sometimes we speak of bad medicine, it means some quack has made it, or like this. Quack. It means a bogus doctor. Self-appointed doctor. So Narayan appointed Lord Shiva to preach Mayavad. There were various reasons for that.
பகவான் நாராயணர் சிவபெருமானை என்ன பண்ணி இந்த மாயாவாத பிரச்சாரம் சொல்றதுக்கு பல்வேறு காரணங்கள் இருக்கு.
One reason was to defeat Buddhism, which was very prominent in India at the time. Which was anti-Vedic.
Was and is.
So Shankaracharya preached a philosophy which was very similar to Buddhism, but he established it on the base of the Vedas. So in this way he re-established the importance of the Vedas. So that's one reason. There are various other reasons which are described in Srila Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya for Shankaracharya to preach this actually very inauspicious philosophy. So it may be that Vyas discussed with Shankara, who is the incarnation of Lord Shiva, and said, you are the right person to preach the Vedanta Sutra. That Shankara argued with Vyas, and then Vyas said, you are the right person to preach the Vedanta Sutra in the wrong way. If he had, just like Madhvacharya went later and he presented his commentary, and Vyas, he asked Vyas for blessings. Is this the right understanding? And Vyas gave it. So if we approach Vyas, the guru, with a challenging mood, then obviously we don't get to understand what he has to say to us, because we're more interested in having him listen to us. We take the position of a superior.
So Vyas
may have tested him and found out, is he actually expert enough to misrepresent Vedanta? And then having discovered that, he said, all right, now go and do it. The reason for misrepresenting the Vedanta was because people weren't ready for the pure message of Vedanta, which is Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. People are born in Kali Yuga because they are Kalaha Priya. They like arguing. They don't like to accept the truth. The sinful people get born in Kali Yuga. So as the overseer of Tamagun, to increase the Tamagun, which is predominant in Kali Yuga, Lord Shiva, as Shankara, preached a philosophy which is very much predominated by Tamagun.
தமோகுணத்தின் அதிகரியா தமோகுணங்களை கட்டுப்படுத்தக்கூடியவராக இருக்கக்கூடிய சிவபெருமான் தமோகுணம் மேலோங்கி இருக்கக்கூடிய இந்த கலியுகத்துல தமோகுணத்தை அடிப்படையாக வச்சிருக்கக்கூடிய இந்த மாயாவாத தத்துவத்தை பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணார்.
In CC, which is often used by devotees to mean Chaitanya Charitamrita, I prefer to use the full name. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada criticized Shankara's commentary that his commentary on the Vedanta Sutras 42, 43, 44, they are contradictory. Yeah. Certain, Prabhupada criticized that certain of his commentaries, the certain commentaries on certain verses are contradictory.
அடுத்த கேள்வி என்ன அப்படின்னா, சைதன்ய சரிதாமிரத்துல சில பிரபுவாதர் சங்கரனுடைய வேதாந்த சூத்திரத்துக்கு சங்கரர் எழுதின பாஷ்யத்தை அவர் வந்து கண்டிச்சிருக்கார். அப்படி கண்டிக்கும் போது சில பிரபுவாத குறிப்பிட பல ஒரு சில இடங்கள்ல சங்கரனுடைய வேதாந்த சூத்திரத்தை முரண்பாடு இருக்கு.
Of course, Srila Prabhupada, in doing so, he's following our previous Vaishnava Acharyas in criticizing Shankaracharya on these particular points. So the question is, well, how could he, Shankaracharya, cheat people with this kind of philosophy?
கேள்வி என்ன அப்படின்னா, எப்படி சங்கரால இந்த மாதிரி தவறான ஒரு தத்துவத்தை வச்சு மக்களை ஏமாற்ற முடியுது?
Well, how can anyone cheat anyone with any kind of philosophy?
எப்படி ஒருத்தர் யாரையும் எந்த ஒரு தத்துவத்தை வச்சு ஏமாற்ற முடியும்?
There are so many pseudo gurus prominent in India today.
இன்னைக்கு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா, இந்தியாவில் பல்வேறு போலி குருக்கள் பிரபலமா இருக்காங்க.
You know, just practically just by looking at their photo, you can understand their bogus. They don't have to open their mouth. When they open their mouth, it gets worse. So, you know, all kinds of drivel. Drivel means nonsense, you can say. It gives something like the idea of, you know, when babies, they slobber and all that stuff comes out of their mouth. Babies go and all the lala in Hindi, what's it called in English? Slobber comes out of their mouth. You know, most people pass stool through their backside, but these bogus gurus, they do it through their mouths. Serious case of verbal diarrhea. I saw this, there was some well-known bogus guru who's said, you know, most people pass stool through their backside, but these bogus gurus, they do it through their mouths. Serious case of verbal diarrhea. I saw this, there was some well-known bogus guru who's said, the aim of my life is to have a smile on everyone's face. You always see him with a picture of a smile behind his big beard. But if he's a bona fide sadhu, he should tell you that this material world is miserable. It's full of birth, death, old age and disease.
அவரோட நேர்மையான சாதுவா இருக்காரு அப்படின்னா அவர் இந்த உலகம் துக்ககரமானது, இது பிறப்பு இறப்பு முதுமை வியாதியினால மூழ்கி இருக்கு அப்படின்னு சொல்லக்கூடியவரா இருக்கணும்.
This idea, you should be positive thinking. Face the challenge of life. It's called the art of living.
வாழ்க்கையினுடைய சோதனைகள் வந்து சந்திக்கணும், இதுதான் வாழ்க்கை கலைமா.